know the rules in the streets you playing. I don't even know, but the streets are saying.
Shorty gets shot in the streets, cause he ain't pay his fees.
Damn.
It's never about the money.
Never.
It's never about the money. It's principles of all.
Yeah.
These rules apply to all.
All, y'all.
It's never about the money.
Never.
It's never about the money.
Yo. If you beat them, you can't welcome. It's only a problem in a case where you can't help them. They even invite you to a place where you ain't welcome. Reliable source, who you getting your intel from? Jewish lawyer on a retainer, they had to bill him. Interrogation, before he arrived, they try to drill him. It's hard for you to stay on one side when you a villain. Your heart saying yeah, but your pride won't let you kill him. Nah, that's what happened when you love it.
Love.
Then he end up getting it from another. The wrong way is usually how you rub it.
Yeah.
Sometimes for you it's just easier to dub it.
One.
Whatever issues they have, just let them keep those. It's about the morals, principles, and the G codes. Sometimes you gotta give one and take a blow. It's never about the paper though.
What?
What?
Shorty get shot in the streets, cause he ain't pay his fees. It's never about the money. It's never about the money. It's principles of all.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city, welcome back to the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chaser in the building. Now, let me tell you guys something, man. Last Friday, I went out to Friday Night Vibes. Big Will is back in business, the super promoter, the king of comedy. He had me in the building. So my close friend, Akeem the comedian, he was on the staff, he was on the slate. I want to shout out Uncle Phil, Sol, Nazir, my guy Andrew. Charles Armin was funny, man. Thank you, guys. But let me tell you, boy, Akeem, you surprised me. Fresh off the Running With Wolves podcast this week, Cry Now, Laugh Later, is available on all streaming platforms. He's the ultra comedian, actor, content creator. He thinks he's hella funny. He says he's the best at Connect Four, but we have yet to sit down together.
You hear the disrespect.
I like to bring to the show my good friend, Montreal, my city, fresh from Vancouver. We've lost him. Montreal bred comedian, Akeem. What's going on, King?
None much. I'm happy to be back on the show twice in a week. We need to make this more frequent. This is a good thing for the people. The people need to see us.
I'm seeing you too much.
Happy.
I tell people all the time, we like Kevin Hart and The Rock. They don't want us to link up. It's too much big money. Also, had to bring in Big Will.
It's too crazy.
Big Will had an amazing night last Friday. I can't really count that well, but I felt like you had over 200 people there. You brought me back to the Dollar Cinema. I felt like I was at Marcus Garvey Day Camp again. It was beautiful. I never thought somebody would shut down the Dollar Cinema. Big Will, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. But let me give you the story behind the Dollar Cinema. It's because, I mean, you emceed one of my shows, I think, 2 years before COVID. And the halls that I usually use, they're telling me I could only have 50 people. I said, okay, no problem, I get it. But they're like, well, if you rent the cinema, you're allowed to be 500. I said, okay. So how does that work? They said, well, all you got to do is go get your license. I said, shit, okay, I'm going right now. So basically, that's how I went about it. So I showed up there, paid the man and all that, and took over. Actually, he gave me the damn key. We literally took over the spot and all that. Montreal showed up, which is beautiful.
Yeah, listen, y'all can't see him. Y'all probably see it on the video when I put out. Big Will looking like that, like the Montreal Rick Ross right now. Your beard is mad shiny. You came out of this COVID thing looking proper. Look at this guy.
No, for sure. That's not the one. I've lost 43 pounds, which is great.
Look at this guy.
Just taking care of myself.
Hey, and, big up on that.
Shout out to him. Yeah, thank you, sir. And our sponsor is Beard
of Holic.
Make sure that I look good. So that's what it is.
This guy throwing out the sponsor. You and Akeem are always on my show's name dropping. So let me get to it. Never again, Montreal, will I ever go to Big Will's event and I go to the first show. Never again will I do this. It was a good vibe. It was good energy. No, listen, the first show was great.
I know,
but I had plans later. I should have known. Okay. Apparently, first of all, the second show had 250 people there. I don't know, so much black people came out of Montreal for Big Will. It was a beautiful thing last Friday. But I heard there was a little bit of melee, Akeem the comedian. By the time you anchored this show, talk to me a little bit. What went down?
And pandemonium.
I heard there was a little bit
of
melee.
A little bit of mayhem and pandemonium. Listen, at the end of this is me. as an artist, as a performer, just as a genuine human being,
yeah,
you gotta look at, you gotta take perspective on a lot of things, right? Growing up, even before I even got into comedy, if I go to a movie theater, if I go to a live show, if I go to anything where I'm paying to be entertained and there's other people around me,
right,
there's just a little decorum that you have to have. You feel what I'm saying? And decorum for the people around you, decorum for what's the performance that's happening, right? So there was a little bit, I'm not gonna get too crazy into it and flex on it, but it's like there was a little bit of things that I didn't like, that I saw that I wasn't a fan of,
right?
That I as a man, as an entertainer, as a professional entertainer, and as a friend,
right,
couldn't let slide.
No.
You feel what I'm saying? I couldn't let slide. I wouldn't be able to go to sleep at night if I had let certain things go the way they may. And the crazy part is that typically I get the opportunity to kind of handle that situation before.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? A lot of times because this is not the first time this has happened to me, right? Where a lot of times where you have hecklers, would you say, coming to the show, a lot of times producers would switch up the lineup and put me ahead because they know that I can shut that down.
Yeah, kind of diffuse that.
Like the host may or may not shut it down. I diffuse it out the gate. So that leaves the other comics an opportunity to kind of get through a set and do well. This case forward, I was headlining the show. My picture was the biggest one on the poster. Big Will wasn't in the movie. He was going to... he booked me
a It's a movie so last Friday. Fun. It's a movie.
No, But a lot of people came for Akeem. So I couldn't... There's no way I could have changed the roster because people came for, like, basically, like, Akeem's homecoming, right?
So, yeah. Okay, so...
That's what it was.
Okay, so... So,
and I don't want, I don't want nobody to feel disrespected.
No. We're just talking about comedian etiquette or stand-up comedy etiquette. And we spoke about this on the podcast, Cry Now, Laugh Later. So what I got was the comedian before you got on, he was doing a set. And I heard there was a table that was in front of the VIP. Shout out to the VIP service that Big Will provides. And I tell you, boy, trust me, bottle was real. And I'm hearing they were talking, they were clicking bottles, talking with the next table, mad disrespectful to the comedian that was on stage. And then you came on. So walk me through those emotions as you're about to come on, seeing your fellow comedian get disrespected by the public in that manner.
So first and foremost, I just want to say, Will is the only promoter that does shit backwards in terms of comedy, right? He got the... Every time you go to a comedy show, people avoid the front. You gotta literally drag people to the front. And most 9 out of 10 times, people who are excited to sit in the front want to be talked to and want to feel a part of the show.
Yeah.
For a good or bad reason. Yeah. This, that, and the third, but they want to be there. This nigga charges people the most amount of money and sits them in the one spot that nobody at a comedy show wants to sit at.
Right.
And it's like, how are you doing this? Right? Like, you sit in the back. If you pay the most money, you get to pick the first seats. You the one that gets to either sit in the back, in the corner, next to the bar, wherever you want. But to get into the story... just what happened was, there was a comic that went up on stage, was great comic, phenomenal comic. Yeah. Shout out to Andrew Cuddy, dope comic, killing the crowd, rocking it. And it was just some things that were happening in the front row that just I couldn't rock with, right? It's just like, not to get into any specifics, but it was just like, there's a certain decorum that you have to have.
Yeah.
And again, comics don't go into shows looking to roast people, right? They don't go into shows looking to attack people, because that's bullying.
Yeah.
I got shit written down. You feel what I'm saying? And even anybody who knows me knows I do crowd work at every single one of my shows.
Yeah.
Right? And all my crowd work is lighthearted. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? I will talk about somebody's relationship. I mean, oh, that's dope. Keep up good work, this, that, and the third, and make a little joke, this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
But it's all in good jest, and they appreciate it afterwards. It's not really coming at them. It's more showing appreciation of them being in whatever situation they're going through. So if I'm coming at you, I mean, you're doing something wrong, because I'm telling you, the shit that I write down is a lot better than the shit that comes off the top of my dome. You know what I'm saying? So I addressed it out the gate, because I said, as a man, as a performer, an artist, as a friend to Andrew, I wouldn't feel comfortable with myself if I had let that slide. Because for me, regardless of the intolerance of whatever, to me, if you sit by and watch somebody do something like that, or your friend goes something like that, you're a part of the problem. Yeah. I've always been like that.
So what do you have to do? You have to get them? You have to get the table?
I just address them, let them know that this, like, Andrew's here to stay. Y'all not finna run my man off of doing comedy or pursuing his dreams, right? Because some people feel a little bit of way about his life or what he does in his own personal life, right? He's here to entertain. You rock with it. You good. You don't. You could leave because other people in the show were enjoying it. You feel what I'm saying? But then the mayhem came in when there was a little bit of talking during my set. It just wasn't even about, I did my adjusting, I do what I have to do. But then now you're disrupting my set. People in the crowd. And that's it. Now, like, that's it. So I went in. I went back for it. And if, Will, if you remember, I gave opportunities. I always give opportunities to jump back into material. This is not me boasting.
Yeah.
Like, this is not me showing off. This is not me. It's like the show was just mayhem and pandemonium. It's because I'm like, this is really going off the rails. I've never experienced like this.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. They really wanted to smoke Friday night. They really wanted to smoke from you Friday night.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Will,
I can say, but
I just want to ask Will. So Will, you seeing this from the backside of this thing here, like, you know, you in the backstage, you seeing this melee go down. What's going through your head? Are you scared that this might go left? Are you?
In a way, I'm like, these guys are fans of Akeem. Like, they literally told me, yo, is Akeem gonna be there? So they literally came for Akeem. So it's not a question of beef or whatsoever. They came for the love. And at the end of the day, when you're coming to a comedy show, you know what you're signing up for. And I understand, like, I mean, like, I love the VIP. Like, that group, I love it. They took us. There were a group of 12, and there's 10 bottles. So to me, I'm happy.
Well, listen, everybody had a good time. Big Will sold his bottles. We all had a great laugh. We got outside the house. It's a beautiful thing. Akeem, I know you're leaving in a couple of days to go back to Vancouver. When will we see you again? And how can people partake in some of your achievements, your acting, your commercials, and whatnot?
Well, always you can hit me up on the gram, Akeem Grams with a Z. Akeem Tweets with a Z on Twitter, and Akeem. I mean, that's pretty much the two platforms that I'm at. But, I mean, as for I'm coming home, listen, like, I got work to do. I'm busy trying to put on for my city. And, I mean, listen, Big Will ever needs me to do a show, he knows he has my number. He can reach out to me anytime.
Oh, sure.
And I'll make it work and stuff like that.
I know we're talking about my birthday comedy show for September 18th.
Yeah.
Or the following one in October. So, for September 18th, people don't know, like I do every year, birthday comedy show. And this one, you actually get to bring your own bottle at that show.
Which is going to be crazy.
This is like a cool effect vibe at a comedy show. So I know, Big Will, you're kicking off your Friday Night Vibes comedy show. That's a reoccurring thing every Friday. Where would that be located, Big Will?
Friday Night Vibes is not every Friday. It's once a month.
Okay.
But every Tuesday for the whole month of August, we're over at the Tropical Restaurant on Notre Dame Street. So
I'll be there tonight.
So the easiest way to reach me is 514-434-4426. Or you can hit me up on my Instagram at BigWill514.
Okay, well, that's what's up. Montreal, my city.
The whole number.
Yeah, Big Will gives out all the numbers. I've been speaking with Ultra Promoter, Big Will, Super Comedian, Akeem the Comedian. It's always a pleasure having you guys on The Morning Detour. Be safe, guys.
I got to give one shout out before we go. Shout out to Big Will. For giving me the opportunity, I wouldn't be doing the things I would do if it weren't for people like him giving a chance on me and letting me do what I do. And big shout out to TK. I'm still thinking about you. TK, the bartender. I'm still thinking about you. You're killing the game. Got you on Instagram. We don't talk. Remember, I'm an actor.
Who's that? Who's that?
I'm out here.
It's a family show no more. I can't even touch on that. We'll say that for the next podcast. Let's play some hot blazing hip hop and R&B. It's The Morning Detour. If you're now joining us, this is The Morning Detour. We're celebrating Jada Kiss this morning.
Time to put in work. We all got a job to do. I light a joint and ask myself, what would Pablo do? Coming through with the paper plates like the barbecue. Got the haters shaking heads like the Bibles do. Yeah, but it's all for my family. The goal wasn't live middle class and buy Camrys. I want us all to eat, even if from my pantry. I guess I'm just more soul food than eye candy. I feel like these young niggas need more eye jammies. More passport stamps, less trips to Miami. Yeah, bro, we all need a little culture. A little time away from bird-ass niggas and vultures. I tell you what you need to hear, not trying to insult you. I'm too old to kid you, I gotta adult you. Listen, this shit is getting out of hand like fumbles in football. I humbly put y'all in y'all fucking place. That's my OCD. I give a bitch a little bit, but it's mostly D. I be in that Rolls Royce knocking go CD. That's Supreme clientele. All I know is buy and sell. We had to hustle to eat. It wasn't no Thanksgiving. Pour out a little liquor for homies that ain't living. It's big dinner shit, baby. Everybody up in here. Find what you bring to the table. Then pull up a chair. Yeah. You see? Without hope, it ain't nothing. I like this shit. You should love it. Let's finish the game, Billy. Do something and stop stalling. That's silly. The ball over there just drawling. That's Philly. Invisible set F-class. That's chilly. Life is short. Death's fast. That's illy. When your whole crew got cash, that's willy. To everybody living it up, you gotta feel me. And nah, I ain't giving it up. You gotta kill me. Whoever you look up to, ask them. I'm a real G. As far as this rap shit go, I got realty. Before being signed to a major, I had a real key. Now I ain't trying to play you. I'm trying to give you the real me. Almost 20 years in the game and I'm still me. Niggas fear hearing my name. I got skills, B. The boy, the girl, the weed, I got pills, B. Many other owners you know that's in the field, B. No license or registration, that's where it still be. Honors in your pocket, your heart, that's where it will be. From the hood, cop out even if not guilty. Rich ain't good enough, nigga, I'm not filthy. I'm hardcore, rough and rugged, I'm not silky. Guns under mattress, money is where the quilt be. This is the last supper here. Last time we break bread, so pull up a chair. Yeah.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Association des Services de Réhabilitation Sociale du Québec is filing a class action suit. If you were strip searched between July 13th, 2006 and July 1st, 2011, if you were in one of the following facilities, Bordeaux, Rivière-des-Prairies, Roberval, Saint-Jérôme, or the male sector of Quebec City, you may be able to be part of this claim. For complete details, go to asrsq.ca/class action. That's asrsq.ca/class action. Claims must be filed before January 16th, 2022.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Boy, number the hits, boy. Montreal, my city. Welcome back to The Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchaser, alongside Larina PR. Now it's about that time for us getting some community updates, some entertainment news. A lot of people's getting busy, money on the table. Larina, what do you have for us this morning?
This weekend, the First People's Festival is actually happening. It started on August 3rd, and it will go on up until August 11th. They're going to have more than 60 feature films, documentaries, short films that can be viewed either in cinemas or at outdoor locations. And they will also have live music, art, and prizes. So if you're interested in that, you could go to presenceautochtone.ca to get more information on the schedule. There's also going to be a maze in Old Montreal if you're looking for something to do, like an outdoor activity. It's a Le Bramble Hedge Maze. It will be up from today between 4 to 8 p.m. And then Saturday and Sunday, it will be up from 1 to 8 p.m. And this is actually by Bombay Sapphire. So this is an 18-plus event. You can go there and you can actually taste the new Bombay Sapphire that has launched their new flavored gin. This is the first time that they're launching a flavored gin in Quebec. So that's a, you know, a cute little thing to go and do.
Yeah. You know, listen, you know, I love my alcohol. Give me some flavored gin, Lorena.
See, there you go. And then there's a basketball tournament happening this Saturday at Oscar Peterson Park from 12 to 8 p.m. This is hosted by Nate Husser and the Thug Mansion family. There's going to be a barbecue. So there's food, DJs, special performances happening. So go check that out if you want to go and play ball or just, you know, hang out in the community. There is still the Building Better Student Conference, which is happening on Saturday as well from 10 to 3 p.m. Eastern. It is a free virtual conference with 20 plus speakers. There'll be sponsorships, books, and prizes to be given away. Jeremy Anderson will be hosting this event. Rowan Higgins is one of the presenters. So if you do want to sign up, it's not too late. You go to SenecaWilson.com/Building Better Conference to sign up. Again, it is a free conference that you can join. Next week, actually, there will be movies showing at Jardin Royal Mount. Mm-hmm. We'll have two movies playing, The Greatest Showman at 6:30. And then because it's Friday the 13th, they will be playing Friday the 13th at 9:30 p.m. Tickets need to be purchased online and space is limited due to COVID. So definitely purchase your tickets ahead of time. And then also August 14th, In Full Effect 80s Edition is happening at Jerry Park from 6 to 8 p.m. with DJ Blessed and DJ Frank Boulevard. And they will also be having a tribute to Biz Markie. So if you're looking to have, you know, listen to some music in the park, that is happening next week. Don't forget also the Mural Fest is happening starting August 12th to the 22nd on St. Laurent Boulevard between Sherbrooke and Mount Royal. There's going to be a bunch of artists, a bunch of performances happening as well. You could go to muralfestival.com and check out their schedule for that as well so you don't miss out. And then, of course, I do have to mention the Crown Project. We did finally launch our school supply drive. So there are a bunch of locations. If you want to donate, we're looking for school bags and school supplies. This is in partnership with QBBE, the Quebec Board of Black Educators, as well as Montreal Community Cares. We have drop-off locations at the QBB office, which is at 5165 Sherbrooke Street West, Suite 317. Also, if you're in LaSalle, you could drop off some items at Caribbean Paradise, which is at 8080 Newman Boulevard. Shout out to Shondell. DG Kicks is another location for drop-off, which is 6714 Fielding Avenue. We also have Salon Nancy Felez at 428 Rue Guilford. So there are a bunch of different locations to drop off. We are collecting items up until August 26th. Everything will be on my social media page. At the Crown Project, we'll have the flyer with all the drop-off locations and also where you can donate money if you rather just donate money than buy products and drop them off.
Yeah. Well, shout out to you guys over there at the Crown Project, man. You stay working year-round. What a nonprofit, boy.
I mean, this is what I want to do. I want to help people. So our goal is to help 100 kids. So we definitely need people to come out and help and support us. But moving on to entertainment. So, Weezy, earlier you had mentioned Rihanna. So it was reported this week by Forbes that Rihanna is now a billionaire. She's worth $1.7 billion, making her the second wealthiest woman entertainer behind Oprah and the wealthiest woman musician. So congratulations to her. The majority of her wealth is from her Fenty Beauty brand, which Rihanna holds a 50% ownership. And then the rest of her fortune comes from music and film.
I want to ask you here, Lorena.
So for all those trying to...
No, I just want to ask you, sorry to cut you. How good is this Fenty? How good? Like, I'm looking at this thing. Like, I've been seeing the Fenty rollout for years now. I'm like, how good is this Fenty that it propelled her to become a billionaire? That's a good look. She got Oprah money. She is Oprah money.
Yeah.
That's crazy. A beautiful thing. Shout out to Rihanna, man. That's what's up.
Her brand is really good, whether it's the beauty brand, the clothing. I've mm-hmm. heard nothing but good things about it. The marketing is amazing because it's inclusive as well.
Right.
So she has people of all backgrounds, all shapes and sizes. So everybody is included. So I think that is a big deal as well. So a lot of people support it. But for those of you that are waiting for this Rihanna album, I really don't see it happening because she does not have to pick up a mic anytime soon in her life ever again.
But yeah, but if you have a passion for music and, you know, you've cultivated this fan, yeah, granted, you've exceeded outside of music. But, you know, mm-hmm. you know, give something back to the people that's been rocking with you from day one that helped you get to this point as well, right? Give us a little bit of music. One more, Rihanna, please. One more.
I mean, we'll see, but it looks like she's not in a rush. She's living a great life as it is with her Fenty brand. And it is expanding. She is coming out. She has like the perfume that's coming out.
Right.
And then she also recently trademarked for like Fenty hair. So she's going to be in the hair care game too. So
enterprising. Yeah, we do need more black entrepreneurs in the hair game because, you know, we spend the most money on it, but we don't have enough ownership on it.
Exactly. Next up, the baby is still in the headlines. He is continued to be removed and replaced from various music festivals. And he's had about, at this point, like 7 to maybe 11 organizations reach out to him publicly and privately. They basically want to speak to him about the homophobic remarks he made while on stage at Rolling Loud. On his end, he seems to be very unbothered by it.
Yeah.
But I mean, if this keeps up, I mean, for me, he's losing a lot of money. And that would be a big deal for him and his team. So it's going to be interesting to see what his team comes up with within this situation. Because right now it looks like they're just...
I'm not going to absolve him of his comments because I don't agree with his comments. But he has every right to say whatever he wants to say, right? But what I'm trying to understand is that the powers that be, how do they kind of like arbitrarily decide what artists to come down hard on and which ones not to come down on? Because there's a plethora of artists that talk about killing and murdering and all kind of plethora of crazy stuff. And they're okay with having these people at festivals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the LGBTQ plus
community.
They're a very strong community.
Yeah, indeed.
And I feel like if there's any pushback towards them or any threats made towards them, they band together and they make changes happen.
Yeah.
So because that's happening, those people in charge of those festivals are complying. So that's why this is happening. But I do agree that we do have artists that are talking about a whole bunch of negative stuff. That is harmful to a lot of different communities, but they are not penalized for that.
Well, it's like Dave Chappelle said, man, it's all about who's driving the bus. So we all know who's driving the bus. So that's where the control lies.
Exactly. And I did say I would keep everybody up to date with LeVar Burton and Jeopardy. So this past week, he was the guest host of Jeopardy. There was some mixed reviews, but I mean, it was only 1 week of hosting, right? So it seems actually that the role has already been kind of filled. Like they already chose somebody before all these guest hosts even got a chance. Listen.
Don't tell me Ryan Seacrest.
I would have been happier with Ryan Seacrest. It's actually the producer of the show, Mike Richards, is said to be in advanced negotiations to become the permanent host.
No, I want LeVar. We don't want Mike. I want LeVar.
Wait a minute. Now, we don't know Mike, right?
No, we don't know Mike.
But Mike was in the headlines before because Mike used to be a producer on The Price is Right and had sexual harassment allegations against him.
Another
the
one.
Price is Right model, Brandi Cochran, sued and won her case against The Price is Right and Mike Richards. So you mean to tell me that LeVar Burton had no chance to become the host, but this man with sexual harassment allegations is going to basically promote himself?
The powers that be, Lorena. It's not about being fair. Fair is where they judge pigs in pies. It's about the powers that be. That's who they want. Because, you know, Jeopardy is like a staple show. Like, when we think about, like, television, period, Price is Right, Jeopardy, Family Feud, these, like, been around for decades and decades. So, you know, the people that be going to be a little protective of their joint. I mean, this is, you know, it's everybody watches Jeopardy. My mom watches Jeopardy. Everybody loves Jeopardy.
Everybody's on Jeopardy. But hopefully, because this has come to light now, so hopefully they stop these advanced negotiations, and hopefully LeVar has a fighting chance to become a host. If he doesn't, I hope this opens up doors so that maybe he can maybe revive another game show and host that, because he is talented. He deserves to be on television. So hopefully that happens. And lastly, I was going to talk about Versus because...
That was beautiful.
That was amazing. But I will say, since we did talk about it before in the show, that all artists now that are going to do the verses, they have to realize how important it is to come up with your song list. it's such an important thing. You can have hits for days, but if your song list is out of whack, if it's out of order, it's not going to work. And also, if you're a group, you all need to be a group, because you got to see the brilliance of Bad Boy and, you know, artist development and stuff like that, because the Lox came out there as a group, performed as a group, entertained as a group, where Dipset was just all over the place.
I know Jay-Z, wherever Palatial Resort he was on, wherever High Heels him and Beyonce got they mansion at, I know Jay-Z looking at this and say, this is what I was talking about. This is what I was talking about. You know, y'all down me for when I push back against Cam coming to the Rock. This is what I was talking about. Imagine New York. Did you ever think in New York City, uptown, I never thought I'll hear the crowd boo Cam'ron. And that's what we saw at the end of the verses. Because good music is good music. Good performances are good performances. The Lox put on a show. Mm-hmm. And Dipset just looked like misjangled a little bit, if that's even a word.
That they
I blame the DJ, Larina. I blame the DJ.
Their DJ was horrible. Oh my goodness, their DJ was horrible. That wasn't a good look at all. And then Jim Jones falling off the stage. Like, what is going on?
There's like 45 minutes in that verses where Jim Jones and Jewel Santana was like insignificant. To me, it was a Lox concert featuring Dipset. And I'm happy that both groups are going on tour together. That's going to be beautiful. When they come to Montreal, the more in detail, we'll go to it as well. Hopefully, we get some interviews. You know, shout out to us. Evenko, you know, we always do good stuff. But yeah, man, but think about this. What was the energy in New York? How could you as Dipset, you know, they'll always have their fan base. They are who they are. You know, they're staple in hip-hop, Hall of Fame, all of that. But how are you moving in New York, you being Dipset, the day after the verses? Jadakiss sent him. They said, I think it was Cam's or Jewel's, go to Jada. Why are you rapping over Puffy lines?
Listen, Jadakiss needs to look into doing comedy.
Jadakiss, because I roll with it. Oh, man, it was great stuff, man. But more importantly, man, what Timbaland and Swiss Beatz have done for hip-hop during this pandemic, man, has been beautiful. You know, we keep saying it. The verses has been so uplifting to us in the hip-hop community and for the world, taking it in, whether you're a fan or not of rap or hip-hop, just to see two groups go up there and showcase their art and their craft. It was such a beautiful thing.
It was, and I'm also happy, too, because a lot of artists get more opportunities after verses. So that's another good thing, that our artists are actually having more work, being exposed to different audiences as well. So it's a good look all around, whether you lose or you win. So I'm just happy that they got to do the verses, and definitely looking out for that concert, because they also have State Property with them, too. So that's a big deal.
I would love to see State Property, boy. Woo! Boy, Dipset, boy, y'all took it, man. Y'all took that L gracefully, man.
I don't know if it was gracefully, but they
when Jadakiss took the bandana off Jewel Santana, oh, it was crazy.
When Cam was kicking Styles P? No. Oh, my gosh. I was nervous. I thought a fight was going to start. Thank God for Sheik. He came and got Styles P, told him to chill, because it looked at one point, it looked like it was fun and games until it wasn't. I was a little nervous.
And I think a little bit after that, both where did all the crews kind of crept up in the dark like cockroaches? And like then it was like 200 people on stage. They're like, the stage is going to fall. Stop bringing your entourage on stage. I just need the performers. I'm good.
Yeah, no, that was too much, because I was also on Twitter and I look up and there was like 10,000 people on the stage. I'm like, where did all these people come from? Unnecessary. But it was definitely a great versus. But yeah.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I just wanted to add this last tidbit. At some point, Larina, Hove got to jump on this. For the culture. Everyone keeps telling me he's retired. He won't do it. You know, the egos. Mm-hmm. At some point, Hove's got to do it. And you know who we want to see Hove go up against. You know, RIP, DMX. You know, it would have been dope to see him go up against X.
Yeah.
There's only two people, logically, Jay-Z can go up against in the verses.
Who are those two people?
You already know.
Well,
Kanye. Kanye, Jay-Z versus will shut the world down. A Jay-Z Drake versus will be very old versus new, the passing of the guard, kind of like LeBron and AD. You know what I mean? You know, LeBron and Giannis. That'll be crazy. Montreal, my city. Keep it locked. We got more Locks on the show.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
And DJ Moon One.
We the best music.
All the morning detour.
DJ Khaled.
Please, Khaled, don't pair me or compare me. Unless the said party is a rare breed. The stories I hear, they tend to mirror me. At this point now, rap is only therapy. President Push, I'm more Eric B. I ain't no joke, check out my melody. Felony, 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 that's all they selling me. But 2 million in large bills is billing me. I was on the wrong side of the law. Like Pac was on the wrong side of the car. Like Big at the Soul Train Awards. The moral is all grace been driven. G-Wagons are bulletproof. The ones before me got snatched like bullet tooth. Tony nigga, only one left from the drug era. The jury weighs more in the drug mirror. Yeah. What you see when you look in the mirror, nigga?
Am I a good man?
Yeah, I know who the fuck I am.
A good man. Am I a good man? Am I a good man?
Yeah, tell me how you fit in. Was you a street nigga when Nas said it's written? When Reasonable Doubt dropped, how was you living? I was leading up the grinding in my kitchen. Getting work from Detroit like a piston. We was on a mission, stuff it in a Michelin. I could spend a year reminiscing. The length of your career reminiscing. We can't occupy the same space. We ain't even running the same race. When it come to these bitches, it ain't the same chase. Moya not Versaline, we ain't the same taste. Therefore, it's no comparison. To be mentioned with you niggas is embarrassing. I am one Joe Blow, you know my narrative. Clear your sinus like Claritin. Push.
When you look in the mirror, what do you see, nigga? Cause I know when I look in the mirror, I know what I see. You peasants don't deserve my presence. You portraying other individuals. Me, I'm just weighing my residuals. From where success is the bare minimum. You a rapper, I'm a criminal. I had money before they found y'all. That's why I feel funny around y'all. Yeah. Lord bless those praying for my downfall. If I get too deep, don't let me drown y'all. Hearing them talking about how to flip a key. Started moving at Daddy Kane and Nicky D. Had the whole YPD sick of me. Don't sit if you get tired, just pick a knee. Bet it all or bet it large. Now the coke, all these pills and the crack, all these credit cards. I just laughed and I shrugged at it. Cause the niggas with the money are the drug addicts. Kiss, kiss.
Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm hyped.
Hold on. Before we get going, Montreal, my city, welcome back to the Morning Detour. Wheezy Moon Chaser in the building. You guys already know. All morning, it's been Jada the General, D-Block, Deluxe. We're still talking about the verses from Tuesday. It was riveting, was exciting. If you wasn't remembering high school days when you're wearing the 3X tees, the baggy jeans, the jeans with all the NBA logos on it, if you wasn't reminiscing about pulling out the bandanas with your Timberlands, I don't know where you were Tuesday night. They shut down Mad Square Garden. It was the Lox versus Dipset. You know what I say? You know, I have to go coast to coast with this. I had to get my brother from the West Coast, Vancouver zone. I call him the Vancouver mayor. Mr. Oaky Freshwater, what's going on?
Can you just stop doing that, please? Can you just stop doing this, please? Can you just stop doing that, please? Yo, stop doing that, bro. Stop this. I'm not from here. I'm from Toronto. Did you see when Jada kissed, when Cam said, yo, we in Harlem? Cam said, you go first. We in Harlem.
The whole team goes first.
And Jada said, man, you live in Miami, bro. Get out of here.
Okay, let's start off. It felt to me the Lox came for war and Dipset just came for show. I knew where this was going to go. I don't know if you're thinking the same thing because I know we're from the same school. When you saw Dipset come out and they wasn't extra flamboyant with the gear, it told me everything I needed to know. Don't bring no beach chair and you guys going to sing over the songs? What were we looking at? But you know what? Let me get your take on it. Tuesday night was the verse between the Lox and Dipset. It was a monumentous night for hip-hop. Madison Square Garden, they shut the whole game down. We have Vancouver in the building. Okie.
Yo.
Who are you originally going for? You look like a Dipset guy to me. I think all Jamaicans like Dipset. Is that just me?
God damn it, that's a fool. Listen, man. Nah, man, listen. You're killing me right now. Honestly, I grew up a Jada Kiss fan. I grew up on that Jada flow, the locks. You already know what it is. And don't get me wrong, though. Dipset always been there. Killer Cam and those guys been putting in work, right? Yeah. Remember, hey, listen. Cam was more than just a rapper, right? Yeah. Cam was like an icon on the streets almost. You know what I mean? Everything Cam did, the streets did. Yeah. Even though Cam made the friggin' Escalade pink. Yeah. He turned the Escalade pink. Everybody killed the pink. You know what I mean? Everybody wanted the pink jacket, the pink everything. Pink was because of those guys, right? The Harlem. That Harlem was always known for their swagger. So when they came up with their own style, their rap was different, but it was still just real street music.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. And what people underestimate about Cam, and when I think about Cam, aside from the bars, Cam is one of the few people that openly went after Jay when Jay was at his height. When everybody was kind of like, we ain't going to go against Hov, Cam is like that cousin. Like, if Jay and Cam were family, they would be cousins. And Cam's like that annoying cousin. It's like, yo, I don't care about Jay. I don't care about King of New York. And that's why I always love the bravado of Cam. But let's talk about this a little bit more deeper here. Man, Sheik didn't do nothing. Sheik just had to show up. Sheik was like, I'm good. Styles P didn't do no bars from Man versus, from Ghost versus the Machine. Jada said, I got this. When Jada, walk me through your thoughts. When Jada went a cappella on Who Shot You? To me, it was done then. Where were you kind of lined up on that vibe at that point?
I think the thing with Jada was, you could tell after that first blow, when he dropped that Cam, You Live in Miami, I felt that moment that Jada was going to have that Kobe night. Everyone thought they were going to get drunk Jada from his last verses.
Yeah.
Jada was fun with Fabo. Jada was having a good time. They thought they were getting drunk Jada. Jada came with that D-Block militant mode and orchestrated the ting like a real manifesto. Like, he gave it the real business, bro. He did his thing, man.
Now, let's be clear. We're big Lox fans. We're big Dipset fans as well. We all came up in the late 1999, 2000s at the height of the madness. But let's be clear. Dipset has hits. Dipset has joints. I blame the Dipset DJ because I felt at around 11:30, now they're starting to play tracks that they should have played in the beginning. So I felt like there was no conversation between Dipset and their DJ. They did not organize themselves. It's New York City. It's Madison Square Garden. You're going up against the Lox, who I believe, arguably, in, from my standpoint, the Lox are one of the best hip-hop groups of all time, best rap groups of all time. And I'll even take you a little bit further. I came up on Dope Money. You know, growing up, going to high school, I used to have, all of us had that radio in our bathroom as we showered, we got ready. I only listen to the Lox. I keep the grass cut so I can see them when they come in. I grew up on that. We Are the Streets, that's like the Bible for me. Man, it was crazy, man. It was crazy. Do you blame the DJ as well? Because Dipset does have hits.
Dipset had their hits. And I was jamming to the hits. When Jewel Santana at the end was like the final fist to try to give them a, when they played that the gangster music.
Yeah.
Okay? And that was a vibe. When Jimmy did his balling thing, that was a vibe. But it really was Cam trying to, you know, keep the Dipset team alive. But here's what happened. Jada Kiss just did not give no about nothing. He kept cutting them up. He said, you guys came with your songs, with your tunes in the background. Your vocals are in the background. This is Madison Square Garden. This is New York City. This is the Gorilla Zone. And you're coming here on that pum pum thing.
Yeah.
Oh, part of my language.
No, it's okay. Bro. It's okay. Listen. Right after this, I'm going into my DJ Moon One. Jada the General, Heart of the City. You know, he never left the city. We still have to give Jada Kiss a purple heart. I'm going into the mix after this.
Purple heart. He never left the city, bro. The man said all these mans left the city, bro. The man stayed there. He came with that freestyle. The man said, what? I don't care who shot you because they didn't kill you. The man just, brother, anybody that didn't know who the Lox were before yesterday and didn't take notes of yesterday, ain't nothing about hip-hop. It's nothing. You got a quick, you know, 101 on real rap. Yo, Lox is the best rap group next to Wu-Tang, and that's of all time, right? No. There's nothing else after that.
You know. Obviously, I totally agree with you. I have Wu up there. I have Bone Thugs and Harmony up there as well. I think they're a classic rap group as well. And I got to put the Lox up there. For guys, because what I always felt about the Lox in terms of the Lox versus Dipset, Yeah, Dipset. I know Jimmy and Cam. Definitely Cam gets busy in the streets. But when you looked at the locks, you knew those guys were believable. What they were saying on tracks, on wax, and what they're doing in real life, they just felt more believable to me. Maybe they didn't have the same level of commercial success as Dipset, because Dipset had the pageantry and, you know, as you said, with the culture, with the fashion and all that. And Cam is a really charismatic character as well.
Very charismatic dude, bro. That's how he got through where he got through in the way. Yo, for a man in mid-thousands to just drop some pink.
Yeah. Those unseen.
In New York, like yeah. It ain't nothing, bro. Yeah. And Mansum are falling. You gotta be. Not everybody could have pulled that move, bro. Yeah, Jay couldn't have done that. No. Jay-Z couldn't have done that.
No, Jay-Z couldn't have done that. Well, you know, Cam killed him for having the chocolatos with the open toes and all of that. So I'll never forget that.
Sorry, I wish 50 didn't snatch everyone's soul from G-Unit, and that could have been a G-Unit Dipset take instead, but it is what it is.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about it. Since I brought you on, you always have a different area of thinking. I'd have loved to see that. But who knows? Who, you know what? We'll put it out there. Hey, I ain't scared to mess with Swiss. Swiss, that's what we need. But the same way you said that, if we have a G-Unit versus Dipset, to me, when I think about Dipset, I also include Hell Rel and I include J.R. Ryder. Last night, if Dipset had Hell Rel and J.R. Ryder, this might have kind of evened out a little bit because those dudes are bars.
They should have had J.R. Ryder. They really should have had J.R. Ryder. That would have helped.
Yeah.
But they really felt that those three were the real hit makers of the crew, which was right. But Hell Rel, mixtape-wise, would have been a problem. J.R. Ryder, mixtape-wise, would have been a problem. But they were looking at the big thing, and you've seen that. Because even when they were doing hit for hit, when Cam knew that the Benjamins was coming, and he started saying, he said, don't you dare play no Puffy tune. How dare you tell the Locks? You're lucky that the Locks is only playing on one Puffy tune.
Yeah.
Because it's not about anything other than the love of hip-hop. Did you hear the crowd? Yeah. What do you want to do? Want to be ballers?
Shot callers. He said, why are you rapping Diddy's verse? Because I wrote it. Because
I wrote it.
Oh,
Jada Kiss was Jason Bourne yesterday. Jada's first name is Jason. Jason Bourne. He was Jason Bourne yesterday. He killed everything on sight.
Yo, this is why I love having you on.
He slapped off Drew Santana's bandana.
The level of disrespect to take another OG from New York City's bandana off his head, Madison Square Garden, Carmelo's in the building, Fat Joe's in the building, the world is watching this. It was a beautiful night for hip-hop.
It was a beautiful night.
For the 2.5 hours, 2 hours that show took on Tuesday night, we kind of forgot about the pandemic. We kind of forgot about our worries. And that's the beautiful thing about music. It kind of transports you to this place that's reminiscent to that time when you first heard that song.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the feeling that I got from it from Will, man. And trust me, just watching it and seeing the ups and downs, they were arguing for a minute. It was just real. It was real street business. You understand? It was real NY street business, grown up as they were. And even Dipset guys were starting to fill the stage because they thought it was a real thing after a while. Like, this is how real it was. They were cutting up each other and this is what I want. And they were hugging it out on some peace tip. We're all going on tour in 2 months.
I love that.
It was beautiful, beautiful. These young dudes need to take notes because Jada Kiss, he had an extra lung somewhere. How was he so loud and clear the whole show?
That's what everybody was saying. That's what everybody's saying. He's like, yo, the juice bar is the wave. We all have to, you know, me and you need to open a juice bar in Vancouver because whatever Jada's on, I want to be on. But you know, Oki, I want to thank you for being on here. Without no further ado, we're going to get into this Locks mix on the Morning Detour. I hope they don't cancel me. I try to cut it up the best I can. This is Jada the General. He has a purple heart and he's never left the city. This is for hip-hop. Montreal, my city. Let's get it.
You are now locked into the Morning Detour mix on CKUT 90.3 FM.
New York, cute, man. Hey, Luch, hold on.
What
New York, New York, everybody, chill
you
out.
You gotta
can I get the mic? Yeah, it was your turn. Let me talk.
Up,
New York, New York, what's up, New York? Listen, we in New York, right? Why these niggas keep rhyming over the words? Y'all could have stayed in the car and listened to Apple Music.
Yeah, D Block.
Greenland blast that, daddy.
Everywhere we go, people wanna know who we are.
Yes.
So
tell them this is D-Block, yeah. Mighty, mighty D-Block.
Hold on, hold on. Montreal, my city. Are we locked in or what? D-Block. Oh, it's the lock, yeah. Special.
D-Block.
Mr. Mix,
blast that
DJ
guy.
Move
Everywhere
One.
We go.
Shade of the General.
Wanna
this
know.
Is the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Are. Nobody
it's
does it better.
So we tell
you. Double
F-R-Y-D-E.
Barber, semi-automatic in the PG.
That's too much.
Getaway driver, breathe easy.
That's too much.
Explain things further. Murder, get murdered. We gonna argue. Double F-R-Y-D-E.
Barber, semi-automatic in the PG. Hoopty, getaway driver, breathe easy.
Explain things further. Murder, get murdered.
You know, Jay, I never been a brother to front. I be in L.A. wearing any colors I want. Rock guns like shirts, block under the pump. And I'll put something hot. Any one of you chumps, and I know a few of you wanna get my watch, but it'll be a funeral if you get my watch. It ain't nothing y'all could do to stop the lock's wealth. Run up in the gun store, cop the top shelf. The crack game is dead, all they want is weed now. Chicks that I went to school with is seed now. You know kids, stocky, bald head, light brown. Ice down in my room look like nighttown. To all y'all little jaders, for the thousandth time I'll recall hitting your moms or writing your rhymes. And just because you might have seen me in and out of your house, there's no way that she can have a baby out of her mouth.
We are going in the crates this morning. Yeah. The
even
best
if
of the
I
life.
Just cooked up, if money's coming, give you it moistened.
Yeah.
Don't be scared to die. I ain't give you a choice.
Nah.
Niggas will try to kill you because of what they think you got. The ambulance will take longer if they think you shot.
Woo!
Nigga, fuck the bullshit. Kiss, keep a full clip. In front of the store, rocking gauze in the Woolrich. Blowing sticky green grass that'll sit me on my ass with a mean sports coupe with 160 on the dash. So what, I got a rollie and it got a lot of ice. I pull my gun out and bet I get another one tonight. Your brother died, bet your mother lose another son tonight. I'm clever, only time we party when we beat a body or when they free Gotti. So that means never.
1 pound spec, you mean life. 1 pound spec, you eat right. 1 pound spec, you sleep at night. You'll see the light, keep it life. 1 pound spec, you mean life. 1 pound spec, you eat right.
Yo.
1 pound spec.
Yo, 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 nothing but the hotness whenever we drop this. Monotonous for y'all to keep hating because y'all never gonna stop us. I keep my rock spotless and my hoes topless. Take time, try to figure out who the locks is. Fear no one, kick rhymes like Shogun. You scared to blow one, get robbed with your own gun. If I don't respect you, I'ma check you. And if I don't kiss you, I'ma peck you. Right before I wet you, I sneeze on tracks and bless you. I'm special, and if you like working out, then I'm gonna stretch you. Hustling is dead, but we still get red. Turn the spots in the bakeries to give back bread. And y'all said my money's spent, but it's an event. So when the feds come, the dogs can't get a cent. And my story, self-explanatory. That I'm the hottest thing on the street, and y'all ain't got nothing for me.
Do lock. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, you already know what I'm here for. Therefore, LOX be the niggas that I care for. Holding down this foundation, Mr. Jason. Bald head, baby facing. I stay lacing. When you pay good, you play good. Stay good. I'ma get this money while these fake thugs stay good. Why wouldn't I? He's stacking francs. 15 in the clip while you packing shanks. Iron swingers, hair triggers, fed bidders. Real niggas, the little kids still diggers. Next time, be careful who you bring drama to. Speakerphone in the Suburban with 6 monitors. Padlock everything. Feel to the top, we ain't gon' stop. We just gon' squeeze.
Narrow,
looch, bouncing the coupe with no trouble. All my niggas bubble like goose or geese. Nautical fleece, it ain't nothing. But now I can drop 25 on a piece. But a Nats do it with whoever. Who you kidding? Back to back like Green on the other side of Clinton. Shock treatment for them cats who can't freak it. We keep them dusted. That's why they always try to leak it. But peep it, that weak shit, you can keep it. We tryna sell all the real units we can eat with.
Fetch out,
you already know. Yeah, yo, I tell you this much, hip-hop is not dead.
Uh-huh.
Change gon' come, just like Barack said.
Yeah.
Money, power, respect, like the lock said.
Yeah.
You'll be the man of the house, my pop said.
Yeah.
Now can you picture me rolling like Pac said?
Yeah.
Do it for the inmates and all of the hotheads.
Woo.
Heat the streets up right quick, it's all timing. Gucci everything, Sierra Leone diamonds.
Yeah. Ain't no other station on a Friday morning gonna bring it like this. Who celebrates hip-hop like the morning detour? Jada the General, Blackout!
I used to have bad luck, now you might see me in the Jag truck. Masked up, either with a dime or a bad duck. Double RT with the matching bandana. 38 snub, blue steel with no hammer. And I see y'all niggas trying to glance at the kiss. Cause I walk around with your whole advance on my wrist. Phoning your women, drunk off Coronas and lemon. And you know I'm still right in the mean, light in the green. I need the buggy, even though I look right in the beam. Judge, find out it's my team, he boosts they bells. Niggas throw us on they album, try to boost they sales. We put our pies on the table when our eyes on the label. Cause them rednecks up in the mountains to try to slay you. Call me raspy, tell you what I want you to know. Fuck what you ask me, you probably don't want me to blow. I got a lot of horsepower, so I'm able to skip. Usually a good nigga, even though I'm able to flip. You pay 30 for the kiss, 100 for the locks. And if we cool, then I write a hook for a drop. Whatever's in the bank is my bet. A Zeebo's my pet. I gotta squeeze the juice out of the head. Squeeze the juice out of the headphone, yo. Yo, yo, when you think of me, you think of a problem. Who, what, when, and how you gon' solve them? Automatic or revolver? The K.I. double lesson, here's the lesson. Most beams is infrared, but mine's is fluorescent. No matter where you go, I'ma spot you. No matter how many people you put me in front of, I'ma rock you. And if you try to be the hard top, I'm gon' drop you. I got to treat you like the clutch and pop you. Creep through in the 420 with your honey. Cause you ain't nothing but a playboy that turned bunny. And the only thing left to discuss, cause it's more money in these bullshit games. These chickens try to run me. Y'all know y'all can't touch us. I flow luscious. It's so real, I make her hop out and get the Duchess. I'm sitting on 1,000 birds and I hide from the camera. Cause the picture's worth 1,000 words. Since y'all herbs, y'all get what y'all deserve. Y'all do the catering while we just get served. And you got some nerve for PH and Jason. Do you have any idea who you facing? Just something about my shit you'll never figure out. It's too hot, burning my mouth, that's why I spit it out. It must be real hard for y'all to listen. And it's sad, niggas is too broke to pay attention. Seeing a sack bundle was 150. Just had to be there, the money would come quickly. Very obedient with the cake. Cause I'm the ingredients in the cake. One place you'll never see me is by the Jake. Big cigars, martinis by the lake. Boss, still get 100 by the face. My connect still speak no inglés. Says a lot about you if you hating me. Turned a little bit of dough into a bakery. Bunch of copycats, a lot of fakery. Becoming a monster, that's cause you making me. I just wanna know who else is this strong. Generating this amount of money for this long. LOX. Shots past your crew. Yellow gold kilo, yacht master 2. Get your wallies dipped so the top match the blue. Couple more shots, I might blast your boo. Can't judge so they rate the shit. I stand behind mine, got faith in it. I just sell it, I don't make the shit. Y'all got work to do, I got cake to eat.
DJ Moon, one in the building. Got smoothed out a little bit.
Just to make
Jada the General. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Ooh, but nobody wanna lose.
Legends live here.
Nobody wanna fail.
We are the streets.
Nobody wanna die.
This is the locks. Living off experience.
Yeah, I used to pop a lot of shit. Now I keep it moderate. These niggas know I've been iced out. Hopping out of show. Right now I'm praying for my son to get the scholarship. A nice university, one of these black colleges. Far as the hood go, I acknowledge it. But whoever ain't a snake's usually a follower. Heard me? Luckily, I can tell a difference. My man coming home, my other man getting sentenced. Soft niggas usually send the hate through the bitches. Jealous Instagram niggas hating on your pictures. We dream chasing, y'all niggas walking behind wishes. Without working for it, not often you find riches. Some niggas find coffins, others just find ditches. Just ask around about the militia, they malicious. D-Block. Finish that and cop more dope. Ha, I'm two stroke, you four stroke. If you got enough cigars, we can all smoke. Like, ain't nothing all good when you all broke. Nothing. So we can never be equal. Never. Never bite the hand that'll feed you. Never. Never fear man if he bleed too. Now, some niggas need a headshot, some niggas need two. Play it sweet in these streets and they'll leave you. You can't see the devil, he see through.
Go to college.
What's up?
Go to jail. Some make it into heaven. Ooh, some make it into hell. Nobody wanna lose.
my pen.
I want to thank you for the last 2 hours.
I made it through the trouble,
it's been amazing.
Don't judge me.
We still living off experience. Yeah.
Cause where I come from, so often, people you grew up with laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life
is a blunt to the head, prayer for the dead. Run around hustling, scared of the feds. They said death is eternal sleep, but the only thing is you ain't really sure if you prepare for the bed. So often we get murked in the head instead of big money. They got big mama hurting instead. My life is making the verse, but the handcuffs, the bullpens, the jail cells is making it worse. Tell mommy I don't go to the church. Tell Ock I don't go to the mosque.
The Morning Detour on CK.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 se poursuit partout au Québec. L'effet combiné des deux doses assure une meilleure efficacité du vaccin, en plus de réduire le risque d'avoir et de transmettre le virus. Vous serez aussi protégé sur une plus longue période. Il est primordial de vous présenter à votre rendez-vous pour la deuxième dose du vaccin, peu importe ce qu'il y a d'autre à votre horaire. La deuxième dose du vaccin est essentielle. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Geneviève Le Tarte, vous écoutez CKUT 90.3 FM à Montréal.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazz Amok. Off we go.